Jerry Bader Show 1007, Zeppelin, A Whole Lot of Love. And it is not by happenstance that Jason chose that as today's classic cut. In fact, you could argue that he didn't choose it. I requested it because I heard a story in the news today that, according to BBC, they have ranked the top 10 guitar riffs of all time. This is number one. This is number one. Okay, you got it? Oh, this is that dead spot. All right. Whole Lot of Love is their number one on all-time top 10 guitar riffs. The one that is usually number one, GNR, Sweet Child O' Mine, Guns N' Roses. Number two, Back in Black, AC/DC. Number three, Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple. Number four, Derek and the Dominoes, Layla. Number five, The Smiths, How Soon Is Now. Down, Down, Status Quo. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing. In the top ten, The Kinks, You Really Got Me. And Pink Floyd, Money. We've done these before, and we've argued about these on the air before, and I don't want to spend a lot of time because you can go on forever and ever and ever. Layla, all the way down at number five, seems iffy to me. Any list such as this one, though, that does not have Hendrix All Along the Watchtower in the top five, seems almost impossible to accept. I really have a hard time imagining that. I think that song is one of the greatest guitar songs in rock and roll history, if not the greatest, although I've gone back and forth between that one and Layla. I also recognize Sweet Child O' Mine. I do. I love Zeppelin. I love the song A Whole Lot of Love. I don't know. Top five, I guess. But there's, I mean, you know how it is. Once you start this, you can go on forever and ever and ever. But I just, that Hendrix is nowhere in the top five. And I got into a debate with someone over this. A big part of it, he was an innovator. He was a pioneer in the second wave of rock and roll in the late 60s. Chuck Berry, I think, is the original rock and roll innovator, in my opinion. But in that second phase, in the psychedelic era, which I consider the second phase of rock and roll, I suppose it would be the third phase, huh? Because you've got rock and roll in America, you've got the British invasion of the early 60s, so I guess the psychedelic era is really the third wave, isn't it? I have a hard time not having Hendrix in the top five, but that's just my opinion. So this summer, my family and I vacationed in the Twin Cities and Duluth. While we were in the Twin Cities, we took in a Twins game. I was unaware of the beer vending machines. Apparently, it had been a big deal that Target Field was getting these. We walked by them. Now, it's interesting, though, because we walked by a craft brew stand. And there was a dark beer that looked really intriguing. And I had a great customer experience. Apparently, it was a craft brew from either the Twin Cities or the Minnesota, that area of the state. And I said, I don't know anything about that. And he did what they do at a lot of microbrews. He let me sample it. It was awesome. And I ordered one. And he gave me a really big sample, Jason. He's like, well, take that one with you. And I did. Then, so I'm holding, really, a beer and a half, a big glass that I paid quite a bit of money for, and a smaller one, or a cup, rather, not a glass, a cup. And then we see the beer vending machines. Well, really? What do you know about that? Well, Miller Park is considering these. In fact, it's moving through the regulatory process right now. Guess who's hacked off? The unions. Okay, first, I didn't realize that beer vendors at Miller Park were unionized. I had no idea. It's not anything I ever thought about. The union that represents beer vendors at Miller Park is, oh, here comes the pun police, hopping mad about a proposal by the stadium's concessionaire to install two draft-serve self-service beer vending machines. Dozens of in-seat beer vendors who are paid on commission, as well as concession and attendance and club-level servers who are paid by the hour, say the proposal will hit them where it hurts and possibly cause them to lose their jobs. The moment that even one of these self-serve beer machines opens for business will be the moment that unionized workers throughout Miller Park will begin to take a hit, states a letter from Ryan Sternad, union steward for Workers United SEIU, an affiliate of the Service Employees International Union. Sports Service, Milwaukee Sports Service, is the concessionaire at Miller Park. They have filed a proposal with the city to install the machines. Here's the way it works. You go to a cash register, you show the proper ID, and then you purchase cards in denominations of at least $10, $20 or more. So you go buy a card that you could use. Okay, you've got to show that you're of legal drinking age. You then scan the card in the machine, choose your beer, and decide how much you want to put in the cup. And it'll draw, I assume, that much from the card. I did see them where I saw people using them. They were pretty busy at Target Field when we were there. Now, obviously, the effort is to get people their beer faster because the beer line is as long as any line at any baseball or football game. What the concessionaire in Milwaukee is saying is, look, we're going to have employees on hand to recheck IDs and make sure that someone isn't too drunk helping themselves. I'm dubious of how closely they're going to watch that. I'm just saying. I could be wrong. But I'm dubious of how carefully they're going to... I mean, if someone looks like they're 14, I'm sure. But how much carding are they going to do unless they really suspect the person is underage? Now, again, then you would have to go back and track the person who gave them the card that they went and got when they bought it. The union doesn't care. They're saying, look, you're still taking work from us. And those are going to be non-union employees keeping an eye on this. I have two thoughts on this. One is, I don't care what the union thinks. You cannot stop technology. This is the beer version of the ATM. I don't know how many bank teller jobs the ATM costs. I'm assuming quite a few. I do something on the side for which I get paid, and I actually get a paper check in the mail. It's freelance work, and they haven't gone to direct deposit yet. So I actually do have to take a paper check, go down, and put it in the bank, which I hadn't done in forever. And now when I do get my freelance check, I have to go do that. This is part, I think, of the on-demand world that's coming, where people just, like self-checkout. Another example. Self-checkouts at some point are going to cost jobs. I stayed away, and now I figured it out, and I use them all the time. You can't stop technology. Saying it's going to cost jobs is a dumb argument against it. Employers are always going to go to things that reduce human resources costs. That's just the way it is. Now, I think taking the human experience out of it also has a downside in some ways, but you adapt to that. you know, this is a big commercial beer anyway, but like the craft brew experience that I had at Target Field. You couldn't get that from the machine I encountered a little bit later, but again, it's all names you recognize anyway. But here's my question. Is there any product for which it isn't a good idea to have self-serve? And if there is any one product where it isn't a good idea, is alcohol that product? Can you really police this? Doesn't this make drinking to excess much easier? And can you really make sure that people aren't 21 or using it? And is it going to be limited to sports venues? I just throw it out there. I'm not sure, and I just kind of thought of it a novelty. I didn't put a judgment on it when I saw it at Target Field. There just seems there are some things that shouldn't be self-serve, and I think alcoholic beverages are could be one of them. Or am I off base on this? If you have any thoughts, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Because I'll tell you right now, if it's successful, it's not going to stay limited to major ballparks. I don't know. Something tells me this might... I'm not sure about self-serve beer. It's 1018.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.